visiting with Dr. Tim Payton, who just recently retired from medical practice. You have been here practicing for over 30 years. That's hard to believe, sir.
That's hard to believe. The time clicks by real quick.
You came here just soon after graduating and finishing up medical school and spent your entire medical career here?
Right after training in Tulsa. When I completed training there, we came straight here for practice and started the first day I could start, July the 1st.
I always love asking, what was our medical community like when you started? Our medical community, our hospital?
Well, it's interesting, you know, and we've been blessed in this area, and we all know that, but especially with our hospital, especially during the past 30 years, we've continually grown in our hospital and healthcare sector consistently every decade to some new level, and a lot of places haven't done that. But in 1991, when I joined staff, probably 20 to 30 physicians, we had one three-story tower only, and then a single-story part of the hospital, so it's grown since then into what we have now, six-story medical arts, six-story hospital section, two three-story wings, of course, the outpatient surgery and hematology center. Mm-hmm. So it just keeps expanding. At that time, it was a single county-type hospital setting.
You're a proud graduate of Yaleville High School.
Yes.
Did you always want to come back to this area and practice?
I think so, although when I started down that road, I knew I wanted to be a physician probably around the fourth grade. It hit me. And so everything I did from then on pointed me that direction. And so I was kind of prepared to live and practice wherever I needed to. Then when I trained in Tulsa, of course, I was pretty close to back home.
What's the difference about medical care in a rural setting?
Well, you are more independent, I believe, and then you also have closer relationships with the other doctors, with the community. You could play a bigger role, you might say, than in a larger area.
How has the role of a GP changed over the years?
That's interesting, too, because, you know, when I first got out of training, specialization had started really booming. And actually, now we have more specialists in the country than we do GPs or general doctors or internal medicine doctors. But back then, of course, you pretty well did everything. Now, I didn't do obstetrics and I didn't do deliveries in my practice, but others that were getting out did. So you did surgeries and OB and deliveries, and all of that is kind of specialized now.
Yeah, in this area, it wasn't uncommon for some of our GPs to deliver someone and then deliver their baby.
That was very common. Well, it was very common. It was more commonplace than the other, really, back in the 70s and 80s before I got into practice. That was pretty well every physician in practice nearly.
How do you describe our medical community to someone who's unfamiliar?
Our healthcare community here functions at a level that equals any place else in the state. Our depth of specialties, access to primary care services all the way from pediatrics to specialty surgeries, we lack very little here in our area that we can't handle on the healthcare front, and handle it as well or better than other parts of the state. You can't go hardly to any other part of the state and have any kind of a medical service provided that we provide here also and have it any better.
It's got to be hard after 30 plus years to not see patients. I mean, that relationship that you had with your patients for so long, I'm sure you still get stopped in the grocery store and people asking you what they should do.
Oh, I still, I'm sure I'll still practice medicine at Harps, you know. Of course, I'll keep my license intact in case I give advice, but no, I'm sure that'll happen. It still does. It still will. And I'll miss that part. But, you know, interesting, my last day of practice, I saw a patient that I saw the first day I started.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. I had the patient come in to see me that day, and she was one of the last patients that I saw.
Mm-hmm. What a full circle moment.
Yeah. Yeah. That interesting.
What would be your wish for our medical community and your patients as we move into the next 30 plus years?
Well, I think, you know, number one, I think would be that we remain as independent facility, you know, as possible. You know, healthcare changes rapidly, but I think we've got the kind of community that we can do that. And that way we can keep better control and offer, you know, every line of service that we need to for the population growth that we're probably going to see.
Well, outside of all of your years providing medical care to the community, I have to thank you, too, for being just a great supporter of our community. I would be remiss. Many of us know, not just you, but also your brother, Mark. He taught driver's ed to most of the people in Baxter County, and that's probably why we have so many accidents around town.
That's right. I best not say. But no, he's one of the best instructors and teachers I believe our high school has seen.
He's been there a long time.
He's had contact. Brother Mark, yes, has had good contact. And then Brother Matt is in the pharmacy here in town, has been a pharmacist, here for years. So yeah, we've been present.
The Payton boys have done a lot of good for the community.
For a while. And now we get together and cook pinto beans for the Bomber Fest.
I was going to say pinto beans for Bomber Fest every year. What about a side of cornbread?
We had cornbread with it.
Okay, well, good. I was too busy chasing everybody else around. So we'll hold you to that and we'll enjoy some pinto beans and cornbread next year. Dr. Tim Payton, celebrating 32 years of medical care for our community. We sure appreciate you and your family, sir.
Thank you very much. Go Bombers.